Well, what's he said? Andrew Fifita's the 15th best prop. That's what Fifita said about himself, and Woodsy's up there at the top. It's a good rap, isn't it?
Mm.
Aaron Woods joins us on the line, the number one prop. Hey, Woodsy.
Hey, boys. How are you?
What do you make of that?
Mate, Fifita's been outstanding, mate. He's in top form, and I dare say that he's probably the number one prop in the game at the moment, brother.
I think you're right.
Do you get into the camp and just rank every other prop in the comp? Is that what's happening these days, Woodsy?
Not at all. Just, you know, a bit of news the other day with all that stuff that happened in the paper. And, you know, I think just Andrew coming out just to support Tim and help him out a little bit.
Mm. What about Jared Wallace and the decision by the judiciary to allow him to play State of Origin 2? What were your thoughts on that? What was the team thoughts on it?
Oh, we didn't really talk about it too much, to be honest with you, Jimmy. But you never know this day and age with the judiciary. And it was a hard one because he was sort of coming across and it was just, I think he just braced himself. He didn't really go in with intent to whack him with a shoulder charge, but, you know, it is what it is. And he's off now. We haven't really spoke about it too much. We haven't had a feed last night and he just came up on the TV screen. And, you know, that's all we've sort of heard about it. So, look, he's there, so that he's in the 17 now, and we've got to, you know, prepare like he's going to be playing.
Do you know what a shoulder charge is? Are you clear what a shoulder charge is?
Not too sure. I think it's, you know, if you can't, sort of you've got to have a bit of separation with your arm, don't you?
Well, it was clarified at the start of this year to make it easier for everyone, and I'm not sure that it has done that.
It's got 10 times worse, mate.
Maybe not 10 times worse, but there's still a lot of grey area. And if you're a current player going into an important game in a week's time and you don't know what it was, I think that speaks volumes for what's happening there.
Yeah, definitely. It's just, you know, it's one of those, like you said, there's a bit of a grey area about it. They try to change the rule, but it's just the wording of how they put it out there, and that's how the players are getting off, aren't they?
There's four key criteria that's got to be met for it, and they couldn't prove that Jared Wallace had broken that criteria. Woodsy, the camp, I know it's only 24 hours old, but there seems to be plenty of laughter, plenty of joking, which is a great thing, mate, after that stunning victory in game number one. I guess confidence, overconfidence, you know, complacency, could that be any issue?
No, not at all. That's okay. I think the first thing you get in the camp, you always want to sort of be nice and relaxed. You know, if you do take it too serious at the start, it becomes a really long week. And you don't want to play the game in your head too early because, look, mate, we don't play till another week away.
That's
so,
right.
Look, the boys are really happy at the moment. You know, we haven't trained yet. So, you know, Logs always does say, enjoy yourself early on. But, you know, once we're at training, we're going to apply ourselves the best we can. And then once we get away, we just got to just enjoy each other's company. I think that's why, you know, we played so well the other night. It's a very tight group, and because we're at Kingscliff, you know, there's not really much to do, but all we do is hang out with each other. We either, you know, play golf or go down to a coffee shop. We're always with each other. So the best thing about it is that we're always enjoying each other's company and having a really good time with each other.
Hey, when you saw the changes to the side, especially in the forwards, with those players that they brought in and even Papali moving into the middle of the field, Woodsy, what was your overwhelming thought of the difference between the team for game one and the team for game two?
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised they made that many changes. You know, I thought Semi Thorne hasn't been playing that bad at all. I thought he was playing some good footy. Mm-hmm. But look, that's the decisions they've made. And, you know, I think they might have thought, from game one, they got, you know, out of twos in the middle of the ruck, and you know, they got to change it. So, look, it's a bit of, you know, for us, it's a bit of respect, I suppose. But in saying that, they're getting blokes like, you know, Jared Wallace, Cohen Hess, Tim Glasby. So it's going to be very tough up front. There's no lie, that's where the game's won, especially early on. And, you know, both packs are going to get their forwards going so we can let our halves buff the back of it. So, yeah, it was a bit of respect, but you know, at the end of the day, it goes out the window when it comes to Wednesday night.
Woodsy, do you concede that they're probably a more dangerous team, this lineup with the likes of Thurston and Slater? And I imagine they're two blokes you don't want to get caught one-on-one with.
Mate, 100%. They are, you know, two probably future immortals of the game. To get them back and to get both of them back in one of the biggest games in the last couple of years, I think, you know, it's a lot of attacking prowess for them, you know. And a lot of leadership as well at the same time, because they have, you know, with a couple of players that did get dropped, they had a lot of leadership with them. So, look, it's massive for them. But I think, you know, the biggest thing for us is The reason why I think we played so well last couple weeks ago was we just worried about ourselves and focused on areas that we can control. But they're getting those players back, so that's their problem. And, you know, they're great players, but we need to worry about our job first. Mm.
Speaking of your job, I think one of the features of the first game was you pretty much threw the first offload, and that changed that whole set, which is really important from changing the momentum of a game. What does Laurie say about, or what do you think about, like, when to offload? Is there a part of the field? Is there a time in the game where you just won't offload under any circumstances? When does that change?
No, Laurie's been really good. He's just been encouraging to play some football. But on it's on. You got to pick your times at the same time. If you got, you know, two or three blokes on you, you haven't got the ball well, and you just try to throw a loose one at the back, lands on the ground, you know, he's not too happy with that. Mm. Whereas if it's controlled, you know, it's in a good place, and if you find someone really well, then he really does encourage that. And that's part of the thing, you know. I think the last few years we sort of get ourselves in a situation and lock ourselves up and stop playing some footy. We just go, you know, play out the back. When, you know, rugby league is a simple game. You just got to play forward and get the ruck speed. So, you know, he's been really good in encouraging that. And, you know, we got the blokes like Andrew Fafita in. His offload a couple weeks ago, mate, he was enormous. And
yeah.
Even Big Clem offloading at the same time. So it's something that we really want to encourage, but we know they're gonna, you know, it's going to be a different ball game. You know, it could be a little bit wet. We're in Sydney now, and with the weather we've had lately, so, you know, that could change the plan up a little bit.
Yeah. Woodsy, just a little bit of housekeeping. Tyson Frizzell with a bit of a rib injury, and also Boyd Cordner with a bit of an injury. They won't train for a couple of days, probably with contact. That's no issue. You just see that them going forward to the game.
Yeah, mate, yeah. Two of the toughest blokes you'll ever meet. I think it's probably a good thing to give their bodies a bit of a rest. I thought it would have been good to have Boydie to have a rest on the weekend. We're playing against the Roosters, but still didn't really help us. But look, mate, they're both two of the toughest guys you'll meet. They know how to look after their body and how to get their bodies ready for a game. And, mate, 100% they'll be ready come Wednesday night.
Tigers v Roosters, thoughts on that game? Competitive at the 40-minute mark.
Like most.
Is that the issue with the West Tigers, that completing an 80-minute effort?
Yeah, look, we're pretty confident going the sheds at 16-12. You know, we only had 40% of the ball, and I thought we defended our line really well. But, yeah, second half, I don't know what happened with us, but, mate, we spoke about half time, we did the complete opposite too. You know, we wanted to finish our sets off high, you know, get them rolling early, and we got a couple of penalties. We dropped the first play. Coming to our own end, we dropped the first play, and mate, you give a Roosters side, you know, that's controlled by Luke Urie and Mitchell Pearce that much ball, they're going to run rings around you, which they did to us in the second half. So that was disappointing, but, you know, the effort's there, and you see what Ivan's doing, but it's just a little bit frustrating because we couldn't, you know, execute it that well enough.
Mm. Which is a shame. Mate, you look good with the blue wig on. I imagine you've taken it off by now, or maybe you like it that much. You might well just keep it. But you're going to have terrific support out there, and we'll chat again next week.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Off he goes. Aaron Woods.
He's got 2 weeks, hasn't he?
According to Andrew Fafita, the best prop in the game, that's along with Dave Clemmer.
That long hair, that's a wig, isn't it? That Woodsy's got? That's not real, is it?
He could do with a little bit of a haircut and a tidy up.
Yeah, I guess the more we say that, the less chance it is he's going to get a cut.
Opportunity for a charity there, I think. 13, 53, 53.